Live at ACB 2010, this is Michael Loff, and I'm speaking with Diane Croft here at National Braille Press. Hi, Diane. I know you have four new titles, so folks can either purchase and download or actually get good old-fashioned Braille books. Yes, some folks still read those. So what new titles have you added recently?
Okay, well, the four new titles you mentioned are new computer offerings. One is Anna Dresner's new book on social networking, which is all about Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn for blind users. And if you know Anna's work, she's a true expert, and she tells you sort of what you get if you go to these places and how to navigate around them. And they're available in Braille or electronic Braille file, Word or DAISY for $12. The second new computer offering we have is from RNIB. It's Sarah Morley's latest book on Windows 7 and Vista Explained, and if you know her books, of course, she wrote it specifically for blind users.
And Sarah does great work, so I'm actually going to buy one of those. I would recommend it.
Yeah, in fact, it was just on the press as I left last week, so by the time I get back, we'll be ready to ship the orders. And they have a lot of formats. Again, hard copy Braille for those people who still love that, electronic Braille, audio CD, or a multimedia CD, which has the text and audio in DAISY format, plus the Braille edition in an electronic format. And in any format, it's $45. They also do fabulous. I don't know if you've ever seen their tactile screen images.
No, I haven't.
They have a whole book of them. So for people who like to know how the screen is laid out and get a sense of that, they have a whole book of images for $28.
Very interesting. Now, you also have Google It, right? This is a book done by Anna and Jonathan Mosen. I think they just come out with a new revision of it, right?
They did. It's really a great book. It comes in one volume, and it is, as you said, the later version of Google It, we call it. It's available in hard copy Braille, electronic Braille. It's $14. And so the Windows 7, Google It. Oh, yeah, the social networking book.
One more, I think you
said four. The accessible iPod.
Okay, yeah, great. Well, talk about that. The new accessible iPod, and what may be of interest to a lot of people, it covers using the newer iTunes.
It does. iTunes 9. And again, she goes through everything. It covers the fourth and fifth generation of iPod Nanos and the third generation of the Shuffle and the newest version of iTunes.
Well, very good. What else might we find at National Braille Press, which is, I believe, nbp.org. Is that correct?
You're right. You must be a good customer.
I have bought a couple things from you.
Very good. Well, we're really promoting at this exhibit is Wendy David's new travel book. You may be familiar with her previous book called Safe Without Sight, Self-Defense Strategies for People Who Are Blind. And this book she decided to write because she and her partner, Larry, who he's also blind. They travel around the world, and they're always hearing from other people, my gosh, you travel around the world without sighted help? And they're like, sure. And they're like, we'd like to do that. So she wrote this whole book on how to, it's tips and resources for traveling around the world, having a lot of fun, and without any sighted assistance. There are more websites and more resources and more accessible cruises and train rides and everything you can imagine in this book. It's normally $20. It's $15 here at the show. And if you buy the book here at the show, you get entered into a raffle where you could win a lot of cool travel items, including luggage locator. I don't know if you know what that is, Michael.
No.
Okay, what it is, it's like, if you know what a car beeper is, if
yeah,
someone
right.
is, yeah.
So it's the
well,
same
these are two.
For your luggage.
It is. They're two little gadgets. They're very small. One you put in your suitcase, one you put in your pocket or your pocketbook. And when the luggage is coming out of the chute and you want to know if yours is heading toward you, you just press the button and it beeps.
Wow, that's cool. And how much is that?
Well, that's part of the raffle.
Right, that's part of a raffle.
Yeah.
It's not something, right, you're
yeah.
just giving
but
away.
It's
a very
one
cool
of the,
prize. Like the other day, my bag almost got away with me when I was going out of the van and it got on a cart and so forth. So it's great to keep track. If anything comes between you, and you should always try to stay as close to your bag as possible, or going through that infamous airport security is a great time. You want to know what, you know, where things are.
For sure. And it's a good example. That device was mentioned in Wendy's book, along with hundreds and hundreds of other cool travel things that people probably don't know about. They might not know if they go to Disney that they've done a whole audio descriptive player that you take around with you to see everything at Disney. There's so much that's happened in the world of travel around accommodation, and people don't know about it, and that's what's in the book.
I mentioned you said something about a book on self-defense techniques.
Yeah, that was her previous book. It was called Safe Without Sight, and she developed, with the martial arts instructor, she developed all these techniques for staying safe, when you travel or when you're even in your home, and different defense postures that you could use if you felt you were in a compromising situation.
Wow, how much is that? Selling that here?
We take orders here.
It's
$14.
Okay. Yeah. That could be of use to a lot of people. A lot of people are very concerned when they travel, and it might just be the one thing. Odds are you won't need those, but just to have those skills and have that knowledge in your head to deal with a potential uncomfortable situation wherever it could pose itself is a great idea. So check it out, nbp.org, and folks can call you as well, right, if they want to do orders?
Yes, 800. I don't know if you can hear me. 800-548-7323.
All right, 800-548-7323, which I believe spells read, right?
Wow, very good. That's why we picked it.
Oh, good deal. Well, thanks a lot, Diane, for taking a few minutes to talk to us today. Check it out. National Braille Press, a lot of good stuff in Braille and digital downloads for you, nbp.org. Live at ACB 2010, this is Michael Off for Serotalk.